Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Right Reverend Revere, a.k.a. Revere Guy. Welcome to my program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Today is a pleasant morning in the streets. The weather is very modest, approaching 50 degrees. It's 10:03 a.m. Here it is, Monday, December the 17th, 2012. We are a commercial-free, public-access internet radio talk show. This morning, I would like to take just a few minutes to comment on the recent shooting massacres in Newtown, Connecticut, wherein 27 people were killed by one lone deranged gunman, Adam Lanza, age 20, who himself attended Sandy Hook Elementary School. To say that we cannot take immediate action to restore some sanity in this country, and when it comes to guns and their regulation, is just patently absurd on its face. Like it or not, we have come to that proverbial fork in the road, and for better or worse, we must choose which path to continue on. It is just this stark of a moment that we find ourselves in as a nation. It is this broadcaster's opinion that we are at a point of no return, a virtual event horizon akin to the outermost edge of a giant black hole, wherein once we step into and within this boundary, we are forever ensnared and pulled into an eternal abyss. The only thing standing between taking action to bring about a far more humane and civilized American culture and society is the evil empire. Yes, the infamous NRA, the National Rifle Association. Any meaningful movement to enact sane and civilized gun control legislation will certainly have to be done by literally neutering, yes, neutering, defanging completely the NRA, or in the alternative, or in conjunction with, to enact an excise tax, and a severe one, on all duly registered gun owners, to simply involve them as much more along the lines as a jury on their peers and on those who would abuse the so-called privileges of gun ownership. I think it's time to spread the responsibility amongst the 3 million so-called and supposed NRA, National Rifle Association, gun owners. It is incumbent upon them, because if they don't get their own house in order, draconian measures are looming in the not-too-distant future. But we are at that proverbial fork in the road. We cannot turn back. Time will not permit us, and the damage has reached well beyond the critical mass. So thank you for listening, and feel free to share your thoughts and or opinions by either email or simply calling when I do another episode in the next few days. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Right Reverend Revere signing off for Rough Riders Radio. Thank you and good morning.